Blue Mondays, failed attempts at resolutions, and an Instagram feed overflowing with slebs boasting about new year, new exciting projects, which does not make me feel hashtag inspired and want to reach for their exercise video or book of brag. Sorry, I mean blessed, but has the opposite effect of making me collapse back down on the sofa, feeling hashtag overwhelmed with a family-sized packet of cheese puffs. No, I mean, here, as in, it's my birthday soon. I'm about to turn 40-something, and it's just not how I'd imagined. I mean, how did this happen? It's like I missed a turning somewhere, like there was a destination marked 40-something, and my friends and I were all headed that way, youth in one hand, dreams in the other, excited and full of possibilities. A bit like when you step off the plane on holiday and you go down those moving walkways that swoosh you along with everyone else, following the signs to baggage reclaim, eager to see what's on the other side of those sliding doors. Except it's not the Bahamas and tropical palm trees. It's destination 40-something and comprises a loving husband, adorable children and a beautiful home. Swoosh! It's a successful career and bifold kitchen doors and clothes from Net-a-Porter. Swoosh! It's feeling happy and content because life is a success and all sorted out and you're exactly where you'd always imagined you'd be, complete with an Instagram account filled with hashtag I'm so blessed and hashtag living my best life. It is not, I repeat, not hashtag where did I go wrong and hashtag what the fuck am I doing with my life. Sitting cross-legged on my bed, I glance around the room, noting the cardboard boxes in the corner and two large, unopened suitcases. I still haven't finished unpacking. I stare at them, trying to summon up the enthusiasm, then sink back against the pillows. It can wait. Instead, my eyes fall upon the new notebook on my bedside table. I just bought it today. According to this article I'm reading, the secret to happiness is writing a daily gratitude list. By writing down all the things you're grateful for, you will feel more positive, stop negative thought patterns, and transform your life. Reaching for the notebook, I pick up a pen and turn to the first page. I stare at the empty sheet of paper, my mind blank. If you need some inspiration, here are a few things to get you going. I am breathing. Are you kidding me? Breathing. There's grateful and there's pretty much dead if that's not on my list. I do not feel inspired. Don't worry if you don't know what to write. Just start with one thing and work up to your five a day. Right, okay. I'm just going to write the first thing that pops into my head. Number one, my air miles. Okay, so perhaps not exactly the kind of blessed and spiritual thing the author of the article had in mind, but trust me, I was feeling very bloody blessed to have all those air miles when I flew back to London last week. I've been living in America for the past 10 years, five of them in California with my American fiancé. I loved California. The never-ending sunshine, wearing flip-flops in January. Our little cafe-cum-bookshop, which we sank all our savings into with its delicious brunches and walls lined with books. I was happy and in love and engaged to be married. The future stretched ahead like candy-coloured bunting. Everything was going to work out just like I'd always hoped. But then our business went bust and our relationship along with it, and poof, it all turned back into a pumpkin. I was not going to marry the prince and live happily ever after with our cute kids and adorable rescue dog. Instead, I was going to pack up what was left of my life, cash in all my air miles for an upgrade, and sob my way across the Atlantic. Hell, if I was going to be broke and heartbroken, it was going to be on a flat bed with a cheese plate and a free bar, thank you very much. In my gin-sozzled, cheese-and-crackered brain, I was planning to come back to London, rent my own flat, fill it with scented candles, and get my life back together again. My immigration visa was about to run out and I needed a fresh start, one that didn't constantly remind me of what I no longer had. Plus, Dad had generously offered me a loan to help me get myself back on my feet. My American dream was over. It was time to come home. But things had changed since I'd left, and I quickly discovered rents had doubled, nay, quadrupled, and gone was my tribe of single friends with their spare rooms and cheap bottles of wine.